Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord for this time that we're able to share together every day, Monday through Friday at this same time. And I've been sharing a message, the glory of the unveiled Christ in the midst of His church, and we were looking at a few passages found in the book of the prophet Haggai, chapter 1, and let me just share those again with you. In verse 5, "Now therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." He was talking to the people of God. "Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord." Basically, God's people, they were serving Him, but they had a wrong focus. They were focused on their own lives, on the things. They were building their own houses. They were saying basically, well, it's not time to build that Lord's house right now. We need to concentrate on what we need to get done in our lives. And it's true, when they returned to Jerusalem, there was much opposition when Cyrus allowed the Israelites to go back to Jerusalem at the conclusion of the 70 years. But nonetheless, as so happens with us, when there are trials and battles and burdens, we tend to lose focus on what are the most important things. And as Jesus said, if you seek the kingdom of God first, in other words, the things that are important to the Lord, then all these other things shall be added to you. If we will have a right focus and right priorities in our lives, then the Lord has promised He'll take care of everything else. He'll take care of finances. He'll move in the areas of our health. He's a God of blessing and prosperity. He wants His people to be blessed. The Lord takes pleasure in the prosperity of His people, the scripture tells us. And so, beloved, we have an obligation to look at individually, each of us, where we are at. This is a day in which many clothe themselves with the blessings of this life, but none is warm. Their hearts are cold. Their inner person, their inner being are frozen to the love of Almighty God. And we might say, well, this generation is no worse than many others. And yet, if we look at the perversity that's coming out, the degradation of this day, because in a great many cases, the light is out in the only lighthouse the world has to understand the difference between right and wrong, and that is the house, the church of God. Verse 9 says, "Ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little, and when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts, because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house." Beloved, the salt has lost its savor, and unless the children of God, the very sons of God, arise to the occasion, the church, those born-again members of the church, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, will have lost their savor, and as Jesus said, it's fit for nothing. And beloved, it's a sad thing. I mean, I know of a denomination just here, where I'm in Caldwell, and there's a historic church, I don't know exactly, at least 100 years old, beautiful church, and that congregation, I won't name the denomination, was split, and it was split on the basis of the Word of God. There were those who believed the Word of God, the inerrancy of the Word of God, wanted to walk in holiness and uprightness and integrity before the Lord. And then those who believed that we need to make our message, our, quote, our gospel, relevant to this generation. And it doesn't matter what gender preference you are. I mean, many are just opening the pulpits to those of homosexual inclination. There's no standards of former years in terms of what is right and wrong. I mean, some of the things that are coming now, they just defy common sense. It's like, I don't know how many different genders there are now. It's like, come on. That should not be difficult to decide. But beloved, we're living in an age of compromise. We're living in an age of confusion and perverseness that people don't even, they can't tell right from wrong. And if we ever needed the church to come alive, it is now. The word tells us, Jesus tells us, we are the salt of the earth. Men set aside great wealth, and they depend upon the natural things of this life to ensure their security and their happiness. But in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, in a split second, when the hand of death closes around them, their wages are put in a bag with holes. Whose then is it? You can't, there's no a safe that follows a hearse. Someone that goes on in death, they have, as Job said, naked came I into the world, and naked shall I return thither. We have nothing to take with us, and when we go to meet our the judge of all mankind. And beloved, it behooves us to have acknowledged him in this life, to have received the great salvation that he has offered to mankind. When Jesus hung on the cross, it was for every single man, woman, and child who was yet to be born, not just the present generation he was living in. And it was because of his blood that we can have fellowship with God, fellowship with the Father. The price of sin is death. That's what God told Adam and Eve. Sin brings the penalty of death, and Jesus became our substitute, so we didn't have to die. So, beloved, we need the sound. We need to hear the sound. There's a sound going forth. Blow the trumpet in Zion, another prophet said, and that sound is being given. The call is being sent forth for God's people to arise, for you and I to arise, for his people to come to the house of the Lord, and to again, by letting the Holy Ghost move in their lives, to come to the Lord with a new knee-bending prayer, rising consecration to the living God, that the joys of our salvation can come forth and the light break upon the hills of darkness that have surrounded this nation, and dispel the darkness by the word of the Lord, by our testimony. Beloved, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Look, there is an evil flood of wickedness and unnamed evil that is breaking upon the shores of this nation. Beloved, if you really knew the things that are going on, it would just chill your blood. I mean, I tell you, some of the things I hear on YouTube, it's enough to just turn your blood cold. But this is a reality. You have no idea what science is doing. And so we need to arise and come from the valley of despair and from the valley of indecision. We need to come out from lukewarmness. We need to come out of indifference. We need to come into the mountain of the Lord, to come into his presence, to bask in the sunlight of God's holy fire, to feel the warmth of that anointing, the life-giving flow of his Holy Spirit upon us, and to know him as we have never known him before. Oh, beloved, we need to feel that magnificent fiery presence of the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon us. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you experienced in former days, but we need it in our lives now as never before. And if we will say, Lord, we want you. Lord, forgive us our sin. If we will turn from our wicked ways, beloved, and and call out to the Lord and seek His face, He will cause, He will hear from heaven. He will forgive our sin and heal our land. And He will cause confused thoughts to be replaced with the mind of Christ. And He will cause the lives of men to be rescued from the very pit of hell, and a new joy and a new peace that the world can't give to be given. Jesus said, "The peace I give to you, peace I leave with you, not as the world gives, do I give unto you." Oh, beloved, so many travel through life today looking for truth, searching for answers, trying to find some kind of peace, trying to find happiness, trying to find joy, but they fail to find the way to all the things they're looking for: true happiness, true peace, true joy. For they have sown much and they bring in little. And only in Jesus. He is not only the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Never before in the history of the human race, as it is now, has there been such a need, such an urgency for Almighty God to intervene in the affairs of mankind. The scenario for end time prophecy fulfillment is being set up. That great and terrible day of the Lord, Armageddon, when all the nations of the world shall surround Israel. Beloved, this is a time to work. This is a time to stir ourselves from apathy, from lukewarmness, to put a stop to evil abounding on every hand. Beloved, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And beloved, if you and I would pray, as we would band together in our churches, in small groups of prayer, in our own individual time, we would see the hand of God move in this nation. He has thus far. Isn't that reason to be encouraged? Beloved, you can tell I've been stirred by the hand of His anointing, and I'm praying that anointing will be applied to your life. Father, in Jesus' name, I release the anointing of God to stir the hearts of your beloved as never before, and they will look, lift their eyes to the hills, see the great vistas that are ahead of them, not only for the Church of Jesus Christ, but their own personal lives. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I hear a sound coming from the mountain. I hear the sound louder and clearer each day. And it says, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." That's a song we used to sing years ago. The Lord is coming, beloved. We need to be ready. God bless you. I love you. Share your prayer requests. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. I thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.